Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night and it's a storming Thursday night. You're right where you should be, clinging close to your radio, whether it's in your old truck or in your bedroom or it's streaming on your computer or laptop at fmtalk1065.com or you got it on TuneIn Radio. That's where you should be. So you can keep up with all the absolute insanity going on around this country this last week.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm. But it is a storming, rainy, flooding night, so we hope you're safe. But fear not. Fear not. Because no matter where you are, you will be kept dry and warm and comfortable by the swirling little electrons sent your way by our award-winning engineer who sends them and packages them with care as he sends them to wherever you are so that you can hear common sense and truth. And that's our award-winning engineer who delivers in bad weather and good. He's our executive producer, co-host, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Very kind of you.
Which reminds me, did the FCC catch up to y'all?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it might have been Iran.
Was it?
Blew up our transmitter. Yeah.
Is that what happened? The transmitter blew up? Because I kept turning it over and I go,
I kept looking
at the radio station. Have I got it right?
We've had some issues this week.
Okay.
Working feverishly.
No, they were off the air for a little while and I texted Mark.
Really?
Very scared, going, did the FCC catch up to us?
Yeah.
Don't tell them where I'm at. So, all right. And always a gallant effort every week to bring decorum and dignity and quality to this show. We have our director of quality assurance and also co-host, executive producer, all-around nice gal, and that is Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor. What's that other stuff?
I'm not sure where that's coming
from. What is
from.
That?
Some background noise.
I don't know.
Somebody's crying.
I'm not sure.
Somebody's watching the debate. They're crying. Did you hear that?
I think that's what it was.
Hey, knock it off.
Static.
Knock it off over there. Turn the channel.
Static.
No,
Must be static. Okay.
We've heard a lot of that this week.
We'll get to that. I want to get a couple of things out before we get to that because I think there's a lot to unpackage just from last night and it's going on again tonight. I wanted to point something out. What was the big story last week?
That was last week. I don't remember.
I know, but remember? Everyone was like, oh, my God, we're going to war. Trump's taking us to war with the Iranians.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're on the brink of war.
Right.
You know, and all this. Oh, you know, and libs were running around going, oh, those neocons, they're so flippant about war. And blah, blah, blah. John Bolton did this and... It's not even in the news this week.
No.
That's
all right.
It's not even in the news. Nobody's even talked about it all this week. And the one thing, though, they said, because as this unfolded last week, they're like, oh, he backed off and didn't. Well, he didn't make a response, but he did do a cyber attack.
But, well, yeah.
They didn't report that very much, did they?
But if you ask the Democratic presidential candidates who were on debate last night and on debate tonight as well, that the biggest enemy to this country is global climate change.
Yeah.
Climate change. Not China. Russia, not Iran, not Korea.
It's
not ISIS, not
it's
radical Islam. It's climate change.
Well, just like they said, we came here to save Miami.
Yeah, right.
And everyone's like down on the beach, same beach they've been going to for 50-plus years.
Yeah,
the beach still here, guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know until last night there were climate refugees. I learned something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what they said?
Yes,
climate refugees?
If it weren't for the bad weather that man has created.
So that's what we might as well, let's go ahead and get right in. Round one of the Democrat debates was last night. Round two has just started, and it's behind me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Gillibrand back there, which you look at the, and there's people on these stages. I have no clue who they are.
Oh, yeah.
There
are
a couple.
Here's the funny thing. The Democrats the narrators don't know who they are. They're like, wait a minute, who are you?
Yeah.
I read a story. There was one of them was a candidate, and they couldn't get on stage because they didn't have press credentials. They thought they were a reporter. They were being issued out to somebody. They went, no, wait. Dude, that guy's a candidate. You got to put him in.
Yep.
So that's all. Just craziness here out there. But I think the other thing that I would say about them, not the cast of characters.
Well,
that kind of tells you that they really, the Democrats actually in the big picture, don't think they're going to win.
Right.
Because these people, they're not qualified to have a driver's license, some of them.
Well, and it's like the Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors of socialism. It's kind of all the same.
Of insanity.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I hope they keep having these debates because I think it's helping.
They're talking again about universal health care, you know, single-payer health care.
Medicare for all.
But again, as, you know, the Bernie Sanders and the plans, they don't tell you how much of deductibles that you have. They don't tell you how much copay you're going to be faced with.
Just like,
and there was one I saw, I don't remember who it was because they all start to blend together, who said, I'm for a single payer, you know, health care should be a right for everyone. But if you want to buy private insurance, you can do that.
Of course, the government and the super rich will buy it.
Yes,
but that's the problem.
Raise their hands.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. When you shave down the market, then the price has to go up. If these companies are going to stay in business, they're going to have to raise their prices or they won't be able to provide the services that they're offering.
And that's about the risk pool.
Exactly.
The risk pool.
You got to pay for that. That's how auto insurance works. But that's the whole thing about Medicare for all. They set what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And there's many doctors who don't take it because it's not enough. It doesn't pay for what they're paying for.
Right.
So if they say Medicare for all, then that means you got to take what the government says. It doesn't matter how much you think it costs you. You got to accept payment with the government. So you know what happens? You get less doctors.
Less doctors.
Less hospitals.
Which means
less treatment.
More waiting time.
More waiting time.
You know, it's
worse treatment.
People don't
get it.
I like the fact that if I need a procedure, I go to a doctor and he says, okay, I can take care of this on this day. If that doesn't suit me, I can go to another doctor and find one that'll treat me quicker.
That'll do it. No, that'll get.
I like that idea.
That's what the free market does. And this stuff, and they're even admitting it. The rich people will always be able to go buy whatever health care they want. They can go, try whatever they want. They fly around the globe, fly whatever, find whatever they want. And that's the only difference is under their plan is that government officials get to do that too.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Us poor slogs down here, we can't get our health care.
Right.
We got one size fits all, but the super rich and, government officials, they can go get the Cadillac health care.
And let us not forget, once again, this is not about health care. It's not about, you know, making sure that everybody gets the medical treatment that they need. It is about controlling our lives in every way, shape, form, or fashion. That is what it's all about, because if they really wanted to fix the healthcare system in this country, there are so many private sector conservative plans that would do such a tremendous job.
They don't want to try any of those.
Well, here's what's interesting,
health savings accounts.
Yep. One person say anything about veterans?
No,
and
I don't.
Their health care?
No.
That word didn't even come up.
Liberals don't talk about veterans.
Is ironic because also
unless
yesterday, and I will give Doug Jones credit where it's due, he's been leading the forefront to end the widow's tax.
Oh, good.
Which actually is a very big deal for people just like me.
That's because he has to get reelected in Alabama.
I'm sure there's a sinister reason, but still, he's doing the right thing. So I'm going to say, okay.
Good
I mean, like,
him.
I'm a thinker, so go
no,
with what.
No, good for him.
However,
Jones is doing the right thing.
It stalled yesterday.
Yesterday
it stalled.
Where did it stall?
They have to attach it to a defense bill. And it's actually some of the Republicans are holding it. It's just, it's a mess. But I find it ironic that, you know, why didn't the word Gold Star Wives, veterans, wounded warriors, none of that, that wasn't mentioned yesterday.
But now illegal aliens.
Oh, they're all about the immigrants. Nancy says the children.
And women's health rights. I put air quotes around that.
Okay. Okay.
even for transgenders.
That's what I want to get to. Look, if you want to understand, you don't have to watch the Democrat.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
You don't have to watch the Democrat debates. You can get what the Democrat debates and what they stand for in one platform they said last night. Trans women should have a right to abortion.
Let them have it.
Like, dude, man, trans woman.
Can we go back to biology 101?
Yeah.
First year biology. Come on. Come on.
See, that's why you got to go. Democrats, you know, they come in, I think, three flavors: dishonest, deluded, and dumb.
And communists.
Yeah, I mean.
It was really laughable if it wasn't just so sad.
Some of it was pretty funny, but really the biggest probably thing you learn out of it is that Michael Savage has been right the whole time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, really
liberalism is a mental disorder.
Really, yes.
If you could watch that and still go, yeah, I believe in that. Yeah. I stand with those
That
people.
Seems reasonable.
That's reasonable.
That seems, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. We got lines open. Text line open, 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And, hey, if your automotive needs, if your car is broken down or you need something repaired, or you just need service, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. That's down in Tillman's Corner, right there in Theodore. It's right at where Highway 90 goes underneath I-10, right there. If you're heading south on 90, go underneath the I-10 interchange. Look to the right. There it is, right on the little kind of service road, Willis Road. There's a big checkered sign, checkered building. You got to go check it out. King's Automotive, they can do your repair. They can do your maintenance. They can do your service. They do a great job. They do it for a very reasonable price. You could trust them. They're reliable. They'll get it done. And you know that they're fixing what it is and not just throwing other stuff in there. And look, and if it gets to a point you need a replacement car or you need an extra car for that teenager in your house or whatever, you need a work car, you need a beater car, or whatever, or
just whatever.
You know, you do the derby.
You get tired.
Whatever you do,
go get
a cheap car.
Paying too much.
King's Automotive.
Car. Yeah.
They check them out. They make sure they all run. They get them serviced. Make sure, check everything out. But you can get cheap, budget-friendly cars. They told me not to say cheap. Budget-friendly cars from just a few thousand dollars up to $20,000. Nice selection. Mm-hmm. Constantly changing. Go down to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road in downtown Tillman's Corner. For the royal treatment. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. Okay, we've been talking about the debates, and then two people crashed last night, which is kind of funny to me. Beto and Spartacus.
Yeah.
And the polls, all the
really
polls
did.
That they took. I think Drudge did one, Washington Examiner did one. The two bottom people, and this is behind people that nobody even knows who they are. I mean, one of the guys was a janitor who just stepped in to the empty place,
right?
And he placed above Beto and Spartacus.
Wow,
which that's just amazing. And the Beto one really intrigues me because
looked defeated and
what
lost.
Was that 2 years ago? Somebody, the libs gave this guy $70 million,
right?
To defeat Ted Cruz. And now you're really getting a look at him and you're going, well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dope smoking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hippie.
Yep.
He's an idiot hippie. And then y'all were even talking about him for president? Oh my gosh. But let's go to Thomas holding patiently on line one. Thomas, did you watch the debates?
Well, I didn't watch them. I listened to them, but I wanted to say bonjour.
Thank you, Thomas.
So you like to hear it in your native language? Are you like Beto? You like to hear stuff in your native language?
Terebiamercy.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I like say all the time around here because of my neighbors. Yeah.
Oh, your neighbors are Russian.
Like
give
five,
a little
six
nyet.
Languages. I can say aloha and gracias. Yeah, like Trump's wife.
Konnichiwa.
Speaking yeah. about five languages.
About five languages. I just thought it was kind of bizarre that Beto just, I have to say my stuff in Spanish. Okay, so you
speak
Spanish.
There were so many things.
Yeah,
I mean, would it help if I...
That was so fake.
Yes, it was very fake.
It was so... They were trying to speak Spanish. And then one of my favorite anchors, the fellow from NBC, Luis Villar is his name?
Yeah.
Jose Diaz Villar. I think the guy's great. Anyways, he should have more airtime. And he really showed him how to speak Spanish. John probably could have done the same thing. But wasn't that infantile?
No, I think it is. You're speaking to the people of the United States, and even though they were putting this on Telemundo, it was being translated.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So if
I wonder when Beto started in with the Spanish, did it turn to English?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it was one of those.
What are they going to do in 1950 when we're the minority? Are we going to.
We get English subtitles.
German? Oh, Trump got German. What's her name? All upset about the cars. In the tariff
Merkel?
Today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're talking tonight about health care and college tuitions. Now, health care, they say, we're going to have Medicare for all, but there's going to be a buy-in. And like you were saying, Mark, how much is this buy-in going to cost with all the co-pays and such?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, again, it's not about health care for the citizens of this country. It's not about improving the health of this country. It's about controlling the people. All this health care land grab is all about. That's all it's ever been about.
Well, if you recall, in Star Trek, when they're flying around in their Enterprise, when they pull up at a planet, there's only one guy that runs the planet, or a panel, okay? There's not 100 different nations with 100 different presidents. Yeah. So we're trending to go that way when there's going to be one guy, right?
Right, yeah, that's what they want, yeah.
No, that's what they want. They want to have just one guy, and like you said, the forgiving the student loans, that doesn't help education. We've been making all this free money available, and what do we have? We have our children, not all of them, but a bunch of them are wasting their time at universities getting stupid degrees or not finishing, coming out with huge debt, when you should have just gone to vocational school and been a plumber.
Yes.
That's
you'd
right.
You'd make more
That's
money.
That's right. I tell everybody, be a roofer. Roofing's good for you. You got a lot of fresh air.
Yeah, and, fresh air. You get a good suntan.
You can take leftover tiles home in case you get a bad roof.
But I mean, really, the skilled workers, if you're a skilled worker, if you're like a machinist, if you can mill parts or stuff like that, you can make some money.
Hey, look, I had a leak in my house.
You can fix your own brakes. You can, the rotor, you can grind it down, right, Mark?
I guess so.
No, let me tell you, I had a big leak in my
house. Hey, listen, it's always a pleasure, you guys.
Sorry.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you, Thomas.
Okay, you have a leak.
Yeah, I had a leak in my ceiling in my kitchen on Saturday night, like 5:30. I discovered it. Do you know, I probably would have paid the plumber more than he actually charged me because he showed up, fixed it in less than 2 hours, super nice guy.
Really, on Saturday night?
I mean, I was sweating it because I'm like, no one comes
out
on the weekend.
From?
The upstairs bathtub.
The
joys of an older house.
Yeah, and you got it fixed.
Yes.
But it wasn't cheap.
But it wasn't. But still, my kids saw that. I'm like, see, this guy, how long was he here? Well, not even 2 hours.
Yeah, and I just wrote him a big check.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy to do so I needed him.
Yes.
And that's the thing.
Yes.
People who can take their hands and fix an engine, build something, fix your electronics, whatever. Anybody who has skills, actual skills with their hands
Real
that can
thing.
Build stuff will make lots of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, I mean, right now, your average millennial has no clue how anything
works. We don't really need any more philosophers.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're all philosophers. That's exactly right.
We don't need any philosophers.
Or psychologists. I mean,
for most of your millennials, yeah. If they hit the on-off button and it doesn't work, they're done. Their troubleshooting guide is closed. That's
right.
One page.
If the iPhone can't fix it, they're not interested.
No, we're done. We'll leave it. We're out of here. So, but this is all the stuff, but that's what... Free health care, Medicare for all, forgive all the student loans, free college, open borders, gun control.
Take your guns. Gun confiscation. I mean, they're not even talking about gun control.
Oh, no,
they're talking confiscation.
Guns.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming.
And they want your money. You know what de Blasio said? There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
And again, this goes back. This is the you hit the nail on the head as far as the difference between socialism, the socialists that are standing on the stage on TV right now, and conservatives, free market people, these guys back here think the pie is distributed incorrectly.
Yes.
Too many people have too big a pieces of pie, and too many people have little tiny slivers of pie. And they want to recut that pie so that everybody gets an equal share. Folks like us, folks on this side
we
want to make more pies. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to have a full pie.
There's not a limited amount.
Right.
You know,
no,
well, we have more. We've got dough sitting out here in the fields. You know, we got fruit over here on the trees.
Wealth can be created.
Now,
it's not
the
finite.
Other really crazy thing?
Let's make some more
did
pies.
You listen to them talk? We need an economy that works for everybody, and clearly it is. They talked like we were, like it was 1930 something. We were in a depression, and you people are downtrodden.
Yes.
No.
And y'all are
no
all sitting around for dinner splitting a can of bean, a pea soup.
They just need to keep up with that same rhetoric all the way through. And you know, the more and more they say that, the more and more people are going to say, what? Who?
What are you talking about? I just bought a new boat.
Who's having problems?
I know. People are working. There are more jobs than people to work. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think there's a certain point where you cannot disregard their disconnection from reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. What are we at the break? All right.
Here we are.
Yep. Folks, we got lines open, texts open. Give us a call. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. In the bottom of the hour, we come bring aboard ABC Signs and Shirts, a special sponsor for the Reagan quote that we read. But ABC Signs and Shirts is your headquarters for custom-made dry-fit shirts. Bold colors, they can make them for you. You may have a family reunion for your employees or for your sports teams. They can make them. They can help you with the graphics. Or you need yard signs, banners, any kind of signs, and promotional materials. They got a Trump store down there. Everything you could possibly need to promote your business or
just something like if you just have a quick need for a few shirts or you just want to promote some flyers, anything. And those things come up more and more now.
Right. And they can help you. And they can help you design it, too. They got a great design team. Greg Callahan is a great guy to work with. Give him a call at abcshirts.biz. That's B-I-Z or abcsigns.biz. Go check them out, 877-744-6750. And here's Wit and Wisdom from Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Under the pretense of separation of church and state, religious beliefs cannot be advocated in many of our public institutions. But atheism can. You know, I've often had a fantasy. I thought of serving an atheist a delicious gourmet dinner and then asking he or she whether they believed there was a cook. When I hear the First Amendment used as a reason to keep traditional moral values away from policymaking, I'm shocked. The First Amendment was written not to protect the people and their laws from religious values, but to protect those values from government tyranny. This is what Madison meant when he drafted the Constitution and that precious First Amendment. This is what the state legislatures meant when they ratified it. And this is what a long line of Supreme Court decisions have meant. But over the last two or three decades, the federal government seems to have forgotten both that old-time religion and that old-time constitution.
Boom. Now you wonder, that one that is from great. August 22nd, 1980. This was while Reagan was campaigning for his first term. This was in a speech to the National Affairs Campaign. It says the National Affairs Campaign address on religious liberty. Good stuff. But why
did I
love
the analogy with the gourmet dinner?
Yeah, I love that.
I've never heard that.
We had a great gourmet dinner. Do you believe there was a cook?
It's the same thing.
Did someone
thing.
Cook
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Is there a God?
No, it just showed
it
up.
Just randomly.
It just
landed on my
we
plate.
We opened the door, landed on the plate. Wow, that was good stuff.
Big bang.
Open that door again. See what comes out. I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the logic of liberals. But I picked that one this week because this week's column is California moving to silence clergy. And really what it should have been is California moving to outlaw Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've got right now is an assembly concurrent resolution 99. It was brought up in California in the last few weeks. And what this resolution is to say that any clergy, preachers, pastors, or institutions of great moral influence will be prohibited from saying, not prohibited, are encouraged, are told to stop saying that behaviors, LGBTQ behaviors and identities are wrong or immoral.
Hmm.
And also that any efforts to change LGBTQ behaviors or activities is unethical, harmful, and leads to greater suicide rates.
Whoa.
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, because, you know, the Bible says it's an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go for help from your Christian brothers and sisters, they will love you, but they will tell you, you know, at some point you got to repent from your sin. God says it's a sin, it's a sin. What they're trying to get in California say, the only reason that the LGBTQ as a community has a problem is because Christians call it a sin. And we're going to get the Christians to stop calling it a sin, and then they won't have their mental health problems. They won't be committing suicide anymore. And we'll get rid of the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where they're going with this. They're trying to make the Bible hate speech so that you,
right.
you either become an ineffective or unrecognizable Christian.
But even that.
Or we're going to outlaw it. You're not allowed to say it.
Right.
You can't preach to somebody and say, look, if you would repent of this sin, you'd feel better. No, you can't say that. Yeah. You got to say, nope. I know you're doing your thing there. I mean, that's like, to me, that's like...
Well, there's nothing you can say.
Alcoholic, that's like saying AA can no longer encourage alcoholics to stop drinking.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. AA can no longer encourage alcoholics to stop drinking
because it makes the alcoholic feel bad.
Hey, feel bad. You're making that alcoholic feel bad. You're putting pressure on that alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. Buy them another round, you. You heartless Christian, you.
Exactly. And it will
speaking
be
another round. Did you? No, never mind.
No. I know. Get that going. But it will get to the point where it will not only be you're required to be quiet or neutral, you'll have to go that next step and promote.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's where it goes.
Yeah, you don't have to just accept. You've got to endorse.
Yes.
Yep.
It's crazy, but that's why you can find the column at thecallnews.com or Tri-City Ledger or a few other papers. Check them out. That is the column. Look, we got Bob holding patiently. Bob, what do you got for us?
How are we doing this evening?
Good.
We're doing good. How are you?
Not bad. Trying to stay out of this storm a little bit. I just think it's real interesting. Mr. O'Rourke and his Spanish that's not so good. Forget Beto. That's a Spanish equivalent of Bubba. His real name is Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Right,
right.
He and Mr. Sullivan come from the same place. You know, what he's trying to appeal to or what kind of thing he's trying to put on, you know, next he'll be claiming the ancestry, and he can go right up there with Pocahontas.
Well, but that's exactly. Democrats, they want Hispanics, right? They want minorities. But do they go for Ted Cruz, the real Hispanic?
No,
they want Beto, the fake Hispanic.
Right. You know, they don't want the real McCoy. They want the ones that are going to go the way they want them to
go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we have such a big heart for the Native Americans, so we want Pocahontas. We want Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian.
You're right, right.
You know, what's the guy that was on the Wheaties? What's the guy that became a
Jenner.
Yeah. We want Bruce Jenner or whatever he is now. I don't know. He's still Bruce Jenner. Dude's got a you-know-what. He's a dude, people. I don't care how much lipstick and shaving his pits he does. He's still a dude.
That's it. He can remove things, but, you know, that doesn't really change it.
Yeah, but that's what the Democrats and liberals are. They want the fake.
Well, hey,
they
I'll
want
pay
the
for
real
his abortion
thing.
As soon as he needs one.
Do what?
I'll pay for his abortion as soon as he needs one.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But he's got to demonstrate the need.
But isn't that hilarious that they're all talking with a straight face that they need to ensure that transgender women have a right to abortion? And it's like,
yeah,
okay, guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering what school some of them really went to. I don't get it.
No, that's why I'm amazed at liberals and Democrats. How do you stand with this?
They are such intellectual lightweights that it's, you know, even... You know, even somebody who has a good, solid, you know, grade school education, Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies has got more sense than these guys.
Which should bring us up to the next story is the census issue.
Oh, the census
is exactly
issue.
Another reason. They have no real argument. They can't fight. So they have to do these dirty, underhanded tricks, such as... Let's abolish saying whether you're a citizen or not.
I know, and that's the thing. The Supreme Court came out, and it's actually not a total loss for the Trump administration. It ruled against the citizenship question on the census. But really, what they didn't really rule against it.
They just said, we're not going to make a decision on it.
Well, they said, I tried to get all of the pieces. It's kind of complex, but basically what they said is the evidence you gave is not the reason you asked for. You said you wanted for this, and then you came in and made a different argument.
Right.
So we don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, thanks a lot, Robert.
Yeah.
You really stood up for us.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Forget all the posturing on all this. It's a census of American citizens. why is this a question that you wouldn't ask whoever's filling out?
Well, it's kind of like, have you ever been to like a concert or a baseball game or something with the usher? They can come around and say, hey, do you have a ticket? Can you prove that you should be here?
It's the same thing.
Until the 50s.
Do what?
Well, yeah.
They ask that question up until the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then they dropped it. Now it's time to put it back in.
Right.
So what? But exactly. But that's what's so absurd about the times we live in. Why is it an issue that you're asking on an American census where they determine representation in Congress whether you're a citizen or not? That's just so bizarre. And the people with a straight face go, yeah, no, that's racist. We would undercount the illegals. Okay, they're not supposed to be here anyway. Yeah. Who cares if we count them or not?
Right, right.
Well, actually, people got to understand the reason they want them counted, their money. And their representation.
Right.
Because if they can count the illegals, they get more Congress representation and they get more federal money.
That's it.
So that's really what it's about.
Right.
They want them counted. They really don't care if they vote or, well, they want them to vote because I think it'll be Democrat, but that's what they want. They want that money.
They want the money. Follow the cash. Yeah.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for calling in and listening and helping us out with the real Beto O'Rourke, the real Hispanic.
The real one, of course.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
Thanks for calling and listening.
That's just what's so...
Well, see, and here's another line from the... I think it was Cory Booker said, you know, you need a license to drive a car. You should need a license to buy a gun. I wonder if you need some kind of a license to go vote.
Well, sure.
Or how about an ID?
If De Blasio's going to give you one, why not?
Yeah,
Yeah.
No,
but deal?
Blasio is
What's
funny
the problem?
Because
yeah.
He had no votes. He gets no votes.
No, zero.
And de Blasio says, I mean, I've been in New York. We're progressive, and we're proving every day you can do it. And I'm like, dude, man, and New York has become a you-know-what hole under you.
And Cory Booker lives in a neighborhood where 7 people are murdered every month.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are, yeah, we want you in charge.
Right.
Okay, all right.
So
we'll
first right of all, back. I'm wondering, you got enough money, if it's that dangerous, you can move, or if you have enough leadership, you can change it.
Yes. Well, they don't have any leadership.
And they have no leadership, so.
Yeah, no, those guys, they're so pitiful. And I can't wait to see all the crap from tonight.
It's going to be good.
There's old plugs talking away up there. All right, we'll be right back. Give us a call. We got lines open or a text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, if you are looking for a church home, if you're looking for a place to worship and you just don't know where to go, you've tried some places, and you're really concerned that you're getting the Word of God as written, as intended, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It is a Bible-believing church. It has a very conservative pastor, Brother Dave Ganella, there. Great congregation, wonderful, warm people. The fellowship you'll find there and the love and acceptance is wonderful. At Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, it's at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, just south of I-10, north of Highway 90, down there in Theodore. Go check them out this Sunday, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Okay, let's see. The other thing on the SCOTUS, they said we're not going to rule or get involved in the gerrymandering.
Right.
Suits that they brought.
That's what I was thinking of when we were talking about the
right. And they said they weren't going to get involved.
So I misspoke. So
yeah, but people get all excited about it. And look, I see the gerrymandering both ways. And some of the people are really, the Democrats are hot on it right now. Why?
Because they're not in charge.
20, 30 years ago, when the Democrats were gerrymandering all the districts because they control most of the states, they didn't have a word to say about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
So while I'm not really fully in favor of gerrymandering,
it all comes back. Elections have consequences.
They have consequences.
And you know,
if the Republicans control the legislature in 2020, guess what? They get to draw the lines.
Right.
If the Democrats control it in the legislature, in the state legislature, they get to draw the lines.
Right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
And it lasts for 10 years. That's why elections have consequences. Now, we were talking in the break, I think in Alabama, we have 7 congressional districts, and the one that's a Democrat.
Until this next census.
Well, we'll see what happens after that.
Till the next one.
But the one that's one of those 7, 6 are Republicans, 1 is a Democrat, reliably Democrat.
And you're talking Democrat. At the federal level,
right. Congressional. And that one that's a Democrat is a spider that goes from Birmingham all the way down to Jackson, Alabama. It's a spider across western Alabama. And, you know, so you look and go, okay, they gerrymandered all the Democrats in it. Now, yes, it's gerrymandered. But now the question is, if they didn't gerrymander it and did it by region, would we have any Democrat congressmen?
That's a good question.
Would they dilute that liberal vote to the point, those Democrats, to the point that there were 7 Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
They might have made a couple of purple districts. I don't know. But I think part of it is they're guaranteeing 1 Democrat seat.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing. So there's different ways to look at that. Okay. That was the other one for the gerrymandering. Let's see. We're almost running out of time. Hey, this thing going on with social media, we've really got to start paying more attention to social media. We literally are the hogs eating the corn in the forest, and they're building a fence around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we are not paying attention, folks. The Project Veritas, again, released some really damning videos and audio of Google executives basically saying that they are working to prevent another Trump situation in 2020.
Right. So who is influencing elections in this country?
It is big tech.
It's not Russia.
It's not Russia. It's Google.
It's Google.
It's Apple.
It's Facebook.
And really,
it's
that
Twitter.
Comment that they caught her saying that really was, you could translate it almost as like, we didn't catch this last time.
But we're going to catch it next
yes.
time.
Yes. I mean, really, she was saying, we just dropped the ball a little bit last
folks,
time.
You got to understand
we're not
how
dropping
bad
it again.
This is. The way it is presented to us, we don't get it. But you go to search something. And I don't know where the number is, but between 70 and 90% of the time, if you search, you're searching Google. And you will only find what Google wants you to find. It's kind of like going to Wendy's. You can't get a Coke. You know why? They only got Pepsi.
Right, right. Well, we're in a very difficult situation because, you know, people talk about the First Amendment, and that's true. All the rights, the Bill of Rights, they're all to limit government from infringing upon citizens. They're all first, second, third, fourth, all of them. So in the situation where we're dealing with private companies who are infringing upon First Amendment, our rights to communicate, our rights of expression, there's a very gray line, because censorship in this country has always been, you know, a big no-no. Prior constraint and censorship has been. Yeah.
But I think that's where you go into the antitrust.
Well, and here's the thing.
That's because they're controlling it. Go search right now and try not to use Google.
At what point do they become a public utility?
Utility. Exactly. That's it. Yes.
That is constrained by a governmental regulations. I mean, if it weren't for the fact that there were a PSC in all the states, Lord knows what Alabama Power would be charging us.
Oh, yeah, they charge whatever
well,
they want.
That was
you know,
what
Lord
what
knows what Moz would
power?
Be charging us.
Yes,
right.
You know, so
because there's only one provider.
There's
for
only
your
one.
Sewer.
So there's only
there's not sewer competition.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly, and okay. nor can there be.
In general, there can't. I mean. Actually, if you live in certain places, there can't.
Right, right.
In general, there can't.
And the same with power. I mean, now we are seeing some technology improvements where you can kind of be your own power generator with solar and wind and things like that.
But not.
Generally speaking, utilities are controlled by a governmental agency of some sort.
To make sure it's fair. And equitable.
Exactly. So at what point do the social media companies, at what point do we declare them public utilities?
Like Facebook is, you know, you're communicating back and forth. I don't know about that one. But Google is how you search.
Right.
That's how you get on the information superhighway.
Right.
And they're the only vehicle you could seem to get into, right?
Well, when the name of the company has become the verb that you use.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's a different thing.
You know, you Google something. Well, Google is, you know, wasn't a verb to begin with. It was
a
noun.
It's already to the point, if there's an issue, something interesting comes up, I will often say, I'm going to go ahead and Google this, but it's probably already been scrubbed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
gone.
That's usually the case.
No.
I know one time, it's probably been 2 years, we were about to come on air, and it was back when the transgender had just started racing in women's races.
Yeah.
And I noticed the girl didn't look like a girl, so I just wanted to Google her name. That was probably like 4 o'clock, found the information, figured out, yeah, she used to be a man. Then I come in on the show, looked it up again while we're here on air, it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
Within hours.
You will only see what they want. And we should think that's scary.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
when you go looking for information, it's just like going to the bank and there's only one bank. You can only get what they tell
right.
you
sure.
you can get.
Folks, good
we've got to get away from that. All right, folks, Independence Day is coming up, 4th of July. We hope you all have a great holiday coming up. And keep watching those debates. We need comic relief in our insane lives out here. Honey, it's time to come home.